Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
I want our streets cleaned up now.
Now. And I trust Tina Kotek to do it.
Tina Kotek called for a state of emergency on homelessness almost 3 years ago.
3 years.
Not Kate Brown.
Not Christine Drazen.
Certainly not Christine Drazen.
Tina pushed for more shelters and mental health services.
And she's the only candidate with plans for housing and addiction.
Tina has a plan, and she shares my values.
I trust Tina Kotek.
I trust Tina Kotek 100%.
She's here to build a better Oregon.
I don't believe that Christine Drazen will fix homelessness at all.
Drazen actually killed efforts to build shelters and affordable housing.
Killed efforts to make our streets safer.
And she's a MAGA Republican.
Drazen is backed by anti-abortion extremists.
Members of violent militias.
Election deniers.
A right-wing governor is the wrong answer.
Wrong answer.
Drazen is too extreme.
Way too extreme.
Paid for by Friends of Tina Kotek 4792.
Warning, each episode of Real Life, Real Crime, the podcast will contain descriptions of acts of violence or of a sexual nature and are for people that are 18 years or older. Heed my warning, people. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of Real Life, Real Crime, the podcast. And I'm Woody Overton, your host. Today is the second of our hotline episodes, which our patron members have access to a secret hotline number, if you will, and they can call in and ask anything or say anything that they want to. And that's what we're going to be doing here in just a second. But first, I want to give a shout out to all of our fans. I love you so very much. Our numbers are climbing. It's crazy, crazy good. Over 38,000 as of this morning. And in over 80 countries. That's 80 countries in the world, y'all. So you're killing it. We love you and appreciate you so very much. Join our private fan page on Facebook if you haven't already. If you like Real Life Real Crime, the podcast, then you need to join this private group. It's called Real Life Real Crime. Think friends, fans, and crew, K-R-E-W-E. And there's so much interaction amongst our fans, and we post additional bonus material for episodes, etc. So check it out. We have the Dream Team moderators. If you're not a member, just send us a request to be added, and we'll get you processed through so you can enjoy it. And if you're not a Patreon member and you want to become one, y'all, hit the button and look it up. And there's different tier levels and different bonuses, if you will, for the Patreon members. So just check it out. If you're not a Patreon member and don't want to become one, that's cool too. Still love you. You're still going to get your free Friday episode every Friday, as long as I'm breathing and we're doing this. As long as you're listening and I'm breathing, you get your Friday episode. So that's important to us. Please keep liking and sharing with other people. Y'all are making us grow so fast, and I love it. I love watching the numbers. It gets me excited, and it makes it all worthwhile, the effort and time that we put into the podcast. So with that, we're going to get started with our first question on the Hotline episode. And our first question comes from...
something that you always knew that you wanted to do, or did you go to school? And if so, what did you, like college or whatever, would you study, you know, just how you got your, how you got on that path. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. So that's Sam from Dallas, who is an awesome supporter of the show and a friend of the show. And patron member. Thank you, Sam. And I absolutely always wanted to be a cop. Originally, I wanted to do federal law enforcement, and I ended up staying local. Everything happens for a reason, right? So, but I studied criminal justice in college, Sam. That was the curriculum. And then I graduated from the LSU Basic Law Enforcement Academy. Then went to many, many different schools for law enforcement as I progressed through my career. But yep, I always wanted to be a cop. I have a family full of lawyers. My mother is a lawyer. My father was a lawyer. Both of my grandfathers, one of them was a judge. The other one was a district attorney, or the longest running district attorney in the state of Louisiana before he retired. And one of my grandmothers was a lawyer. My two older brothers are lawyers. My older sister's a lawyer, and my baby sister is a judge. So and all my aunts and stuff, all of them are lawyers, whole family full of lawyers. And I just couldn't see myself sitting behind the same desk every day doing the same stuff. I always wanted to be a cop, and that's what I did. And it's been awesome. So our next question comes from Christine in California, and Christine is a patron member and a Dream Team member, and we love her so very much. And so let's hear from her.
Hi, Woody. It's Christine in California. How are you? I'm just calling to ask you a question about interrogating. Do you have a question? Do you have an episode about a really interesting or crazy interrogation? I would really like to hear that. And I love your podcast, and you're wonderful. And love you and Cindy. Bye.
Okay, y'all. So, Christine, I have a lot of really good interrogations. But one that really sticks out in my mind is going to be probably have to be a season, because it's a really, really big case, and it's still really politically sensitive.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Where I'm from, but I'm thinking that I'm going to start that series next week, but you're going to need to listen to it, Christine, because I had to pull every trick in the world to try to get this guy to confess, but he was stone cold. Killer and just psychopathic, no emotions, etc. But I mean, I went way outside the box on some of the things that I did to try to get him to confess. So I'll let you know, Christine. I'm sending you a message when I start that series, and because I haven't named it yet, but I'll let you know, and I promise you. I doubt that anyone in the history of law enforcement ever used all the tactics I use on this guy. So I'll send you a message, Christine, to let you know when it's coming up. Thanks. Okay, y'all, our next question is from another great patron member and friend of the show. Let's hear it.
Hey, Woody, it's Amy from 1096. I'm not sure if you've had this question before, but I'm going to go ahead and ask it anyway. If there was one case that was unsolved anywhere in the world that you could find the answer to, what would it be? I can't decide if mine would be JonBenet Ramsey or Brandon Lawson, so I'm kind of interested in what you have. Thanks. Have a good one.
Okay, y'all, that was Amy Derrick, who's the co-host of 1096 Crime Chicks. As y'all know, we've done some cross promos with them, and we love them. Amy, I've got to tell you that the very first homicide school I went to, we actually studied the JonBenet Ramsey case in depth, and we studied everything from the letters and the pronouns that were used and the different things. And this is before all these recent series and special episodes came up on the case. And I want to know, I think I already know, I'm almost positive I know who did it, but I would like to know for sure. And I would like to have gone back and been able to work that case myself fresh from the get-go. Just too much bad stuff. And that beautiful little girl. And I do not believe it was a stranger who popped in the middle of the night and all these other theories, conspiracy theories they have, etc. I absolutely 1,000% believe it was a family member and that they're all covering it up. So that's it. and maybe I'll do a little short mini episode on that at a later date. So great question, Amy. Thank you. We appreciate you.
I want our streets cleaned up now.
Now. And I trust Tina Kotek to do it.
Tina Kotek called for a state of emergency on homelessness almost 3 years ago.
3 years.
Not Kate Brown.
Not Christine Drazen.
Certainly not Christine Drazen.
Tina pushed for more shelters and mental health services.
And she's the only candidate with plans for housing and addiction.
Tina has a plan and she shares my values.
I trust Tina Kotek.
I trust Tina Kotek 100%.
She's here to build a better Oregon.
I don't believe that Christine Drazen will fix homelessness at all.
Drazen actually killed efforts to build shelters and affordable housing.
Killed efforts to make our streets safer.
And she's a MAGA Republican.
Drazen is backed by anti-abortion extremists.
Members of violent militias.
Election deniers.
A right-wing governor is the wrong answer.
Wrong answer.
Drazen is too extreme.
Way too extreme.
Paid for by Friends of Tina Kotek 4792.
Okay, our next question comes from another super fan and friend of the show and Dream Team member, Miss Jenny from California. Here we go.
Hello, Woody Overton. It's Jenny in California, and I have a question for you. If you were going to be a contestant on a Food Network show, what would it be? Would you be a contestant on The Worst Cooks in America, or would you be on America's Next Top Chef? Just wondering. Oh, and one more question. What's worse than a big, hungry alligator chasing you? Two big, hungry alligators chasing you. Good night, guys. Peace out.
Jenny always cracks me up. The last Hotline episode, she told a funny joke also. Jenny, I'll tell you what's worse than one or two alligators chasing you, and that's if either one of them catches you, right? So I appreciate that. And Jenny, you must have forgotten I'm from South Louisiana, and food is a way of life for us. So I would absolutely be the next top chef. I have a 1,000 square foot outdoor screened in kitchen, and I love to cook. And if y'all ever get down to South Louisiana and we come to the house, you can stay. We have plenty of room. We'll cook up some really great stuff for you, right? And my wife says, if I don't catch it, kill it, or clean it, we don't eat it. Love, love, love to cook. Maybe I should do a cooking video this Saturday, like we've been doing a live Facebook stuff. Maybe we'll go live from the outdoor kitchen. We'll see. Thank you, Jenny. Love you. And our next question comes from the land down under. Let's give it a listen.
Hello. My name is Shauna. I live in Perth, Western Australia. And my question for Woody is, are there any crimes that you really don't like having to arrest people or cite people for? Thank you.
Okay, Shauna, that's a good one. I never liked writing speeding tickets or tickets, period, right? I just didn't like it. I'm not saying that there's not a place for it, but, you know, I just didn't like it. And although I stopped more vehicles than anybody else, I was usually looking for bad guys or dope or whatever. But speeding, unless they were just like going, you know, 100 miles an hour or something like that, a kid being reckless. And the kids, even generally, I wouldn't write them. I would call their parents out, because the parents are going to be the ones getting punished ultimately, because, you know, a 16-year-old didn't have a job and the parents' insurance is going to go up and stuff like that. So I, even on those, I would try to call the parents out and let them deal justice to their kid. But if you were such an asshole to me that I had to write you a ticket, then I just fucking took you to jail. So a ticket is just as good as an arrest. The signature on the ticket, that is required for the offender to be released is not an admission of guilt. It's just saying that that person's going to show up in court on such and such.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big money
at Menards. Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
State. So basically, by signing the ticket, they're being released on their own recognizances. But I didn't like it. I guess because I'm a little bit heavy-footed myself and a speed. And DWIs, I didn't like writing those, not because I approve of them, but because they took so much time in driving while intoxicated. Y'all, in other states, it's DUI or driving under the influence. But you're looking at like 3 hours of paperwork for a misdemeanor. So normally I would call whatever trooper was on duty locally in the area and give it to them. That's all they did were accidents, tickets, and DWIs. So I always had them on speed dial, and I'd call them up and give them a gift wrap package. But that's it. Tickets and accidents and DWIs. So thank you, Shauna. And so our super fan, Jenny.
Knock, knock. Who's there? All of who? All of you. Hi, guys. Jenny in California. Just calling to say I'm so happy to be part of this group, 716 members and growing. That's fantastic. And it was kind of cool to hear your voice on there, Woody. So you guys are someone special too. Looking forward to future episodes. And come on Friday. Peace out.
Okay, thank you, Jenny. And y'all, what Jenny's talking about is that private Facebook page, which is Real Life, Real Crime, Fans, Friends, and Crew, K-R-E-W-E. And it was started by Rachel Franzen, or Rachel from Alaska, about the first week of March. And here we are 2 months later, or not even 2 months later, and we're over 700 members. If you're not a member, send us a request, and the Dream Team moderators get you approved, and I'm telling you, you're going to love it. We have really cool stuff and great members. Thank you, Jenny. And speaking of that, that reminds me that Rachel Franzen sent me a message last night, and her question is, what percentage of crimes do I believe are initiated by someone who is using alcohol or drugs? And y'all, that's a really good question. And I'm telling you, I would say 95%+ of all crimes are initiated by drug use or alcohol use. And so let's talk about it real quick. Just in the episodes that we've done on Double Clutch, David and Christina Constance, alcohol really doesn't play a factor in that one. That's a rarity. Or drugs. And the second one, Trust No One, definitely alcohol and drugs play a factor in that homicide. Christopher Pell, episode 3 until death do us part. No, again, that's a rarity. There was no alcohol or drug use listed in that one at all. And then Gerald Bordelon, same thing. I guess I've been doing episodes that really don't apply with the drugs, alcohol. But think about it. All your burglaries or thefts, all that, almost 99% of those are done because people are trying to continue to feed their addiction. But obviously, like on Catch You Later, the last episode we dropped, you know, crack and drugs play a major part in that homicide. So, you know, your robberies, almost all robberies, 99%, and unless they're done by a professional crew strictly for monetary gain. I mean, and we're talking about true pros, right? Like hitting diamond stores and stuff like that, not gangbangers. But almost all robberies, thefts, burglaries, and domestic violence crimes, like in overkill, both the victim and the attacker in that one were recovering drug addicts, etc. And I believe that Rhonda Lambert told one of our Dream Team moderators, who was the matron of the jail at the time, that the victim had stolen her narcotics, was part of the reason that she killed him. Even the domestic violence calls, almost all of them start with the drinking. You have vehicular homicides, almost all of them involve drinking. I mean, I don't know of many crimes, honestly, that just don't have some start some way in alcohol or drug abuse or overuse. That's my opinion. Now, yeah, I can't think of any. I mean, certainly there are sex offenders and people like that that don't have to have alcohol or whatever drugs to do it. But any thefts or robberies or domestic violence and just about anything you can think of, you can tie it back to drug use in some way. So thank you, Rachel from Alaska. And y'all, with that, I'm going to end this episode of Real Life, Real Crime, The Hotline. And we'd like to throw these out once we get several questions in. And we may do one weekly or every 2 weeks or whatever. So patron members, and a lot of y'all didn't get questions in this time, and that's cool. I had enough to do an episode and just want to throw it out there as a bonus for everybody to get to listen to. And we appreciate you taking the time to call in or text in your questions, and love each and every one of you. And like I said, y'all, in the beginning, over 38,000 downloads in 80 countries today, over 700 members in our private Facebook page, and love you. And please keep liking and sharing and telling people if you like it. And hey, if you don't like it, send me a message. And I love the constructive criticism, and we have made lots of improvements, and we'll continue to do so. We'll always strive to continue to bring you better content, editing, information, whatever. So if you have a complaint or a bitch or a gripe, send it to me. And if you want to say something good, send that also. But we appreciate you, and please keep liking and sharing. And thank you for taking the time. And I appreciate you listening. Woody Overton, your host of Real Life, Real Crime, the podcast. And don't let me catch you down on Murder Bayou.
She do me love, she do me. I love my loved woman. Oh, she do me love, oh, she do me. Oh,
no. Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress
stores to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.